From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladeshi authorities have declared 2 days of mourning following Friday's terrorist attack that left more than 20 people dead. Bangladeshi police have deployed heavy security throughout the capital Saturday following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. At least two police officers were also killed. 6 attackers died when police stormed the restaurant. 1 attacker was captured. In a televised address to the nation on Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. She said the way they have carried out the killings cannot be tolerated. It shows the signs of extreme hatred, anger, and killing sprees flowing through them. How can a normal human being attack another in such a way, and that also in this holy month of Ramadan? Actually, they do not believe in any religion, she said. They do not have any religion. Terrorism is their religion. The White House and the U.S. State Department confirmed the death of an American citizen whose identity has not been released. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said in a statement, the United States condemns the attack in the strongest terms. The new Taliban chief has called for the United States to end what he called its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country from what he called the claw of the infidel occupation. Mullah Hibatullah Akhundzada made the remarks in connection with the annual Eid festival, which marks the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. This